Barbara Streisand's Barwood Films took $200,000 in COVID relief cash to pay her gardener. By Warner Todd Houston on January 12, 2024. Barbara Streisand's film production company reportedly took $200,000 in small business COVID relief loans and used the cash to pay a gardener working at Streisand's $20 million Malibu mansion. According to records reviewed by the New York Post, Streisand's Barwood Films Limited received the COVID relief loans from the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, in 2020 and 2021. These loans were later excused by the federal government and Streisand did not have to pay them back. However, instead of the funds going to support the film company's staff, some of the cash went to pay for the Funny Girl star's personal gardener at her Malibu home. A spokesperson for Streisand has disputed the claim that her gardener was paid by COVID relief funds, but the paper determined that the gardener is listed as an employee of Barwood Films Limited and the company took the funding to pay its employees for those few years. The Post added that Barwood Films Limited qualified as a small business at the start of the pandemic when it applied for the funding meant to keep small businesses afloat during the Democrats' constant social and business shutdowns. Almost all PPP loans have been forgiven. Out of $793 billion issued, the SBA has written off $762 billion, the Post added. Barwood Films Limited produced Streisand's A Star Is Born in 1976, Yentl in 1983, and Prince of Tides in 1991. But its last project was back in 2017 when it was involved with Barbara, the music, the memoirs, the magic. In the meantime, many of its employees are underlings who run personal errands or are domestic staff for the Oscar-winning singer and actress, the paper said. Barbara Streisand is reportedly worth up to $430 million, according to Forbes magazine. Streisand was a virulent critic of Donald Trump and often blasted him for how he was handling the pandemic. Even as her company was earning loans from the federal government that she never had to pay back to pay for salaries for her staffers that she easily could have paid out of her own pocket. Most recently, Streisand was attacking Donald Trump with a shrill claim that he will destroy our democracy if he is re-elected, despite that the U.S. is not a democracy and has, instead, always been a representative republic. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.